This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Let's start off with, the conversation was had about High Park. I understand you made some comments about bigger events. A lot of people are asking down the calendar about the CNE. We had the question from a number of people yesterday. Has there been any thought put to that?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about it a lot. And the reason it's taking a long time is, first of all, it's in August, September, as you know, closer to Labor Day. So you don't know what's going to be going on then. But secondly, it's a big decision for the CNE because, obviously they have to sort of be signing contracts now. And if they don't have a fair, it sort of imperils. They make a small profit each year, which they use to invest in the next year's fair. So it's one of those things that's a big event that you really have to think carefully about. So we're in active discussion. I was talking about it today. We're going to have to make a decision very soon because there are contracts they have to sign and things they have to do. It's a big crowd scene. So you sort of, it's going to be right on the cusp of a time when I hope we're going to be opening up a lot of things. But is it going to be open enough to have a big crowd scene where lots of people could be passing around this virus, which won't be wiped out entirely, I'm sure.
Did I hear correctly that you mentioned even the Santa Claus parade was open for debate?
Well, it's one of those things, where the Santa Claus parade, they say, attracts a crowd of a million people, and they're all lined down the streets. As you know, it's wonderful. I've been in it now a few times, and of course, took my kids and went myself as a child. But you have to ask yourself, what will the public health authorities be telling us? It's not a matter of whether I want to cancel it or not. If Dr. Davila and if the provincial people say you should not have a crowd of a million people out on the street, let alone, 20,000 at a Raptors game or 50,000 at a Blue Jays game, then I guess we'll have to talk to the Santa Claus Parade people about canceling. But there's been no discussion. They've not called. The one that's under active discussion is obviously, Canada Day and the CNE.
Let's follow up on a question that we talked about last week. There was a construction meeting, and we never really got a bit of an update from that. Do you have anything new on that?
Yes, I had a detailed meeting about both transit and about roads, and I can just tell you that sometime in the next couple of days, we will have some announcements to make about some road projects that we're going to be able to speed up. And the transit thing is a little less certain, but we had a long meeting on it just today, and we're going to be hopefully able to announce some things that will be accelerated there. But none of these things come without a trade-off because, what the whole idea of these meetings is to say, at a time when the traffic is way, way down, and that's true both on the Gardner measurement of traffic going along there and some of the major streets, because we have Bluetooth measuring all the traffic all the time, and it's also true on the subway, is that the right time to say, okay, we're going to, bite the bullet and do some major work that might inconvenience people a bit, but it's the best time to get it done. So we're on the cusp of being able to tell you what our deliberations are, but we have to get the contractors to come out too and say, can they do the work faster and that sort of thing to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
We had a conversation at 4:15 this afternoon about mandatory masks. Some jurisdictions in the world seeing no COVID-19 cases over the last 8-9 days that have a mandatory mask order in place. A lot of people wondering, as part of that conversation, has Toronto had that discussion? Is that something that we might be looking at when things get back to more of a normal setting?
We had the discussion during the course of the pandemic. It's come up repeatedly, whether it's from the media or from various groups that advocate for such a thing or don't. And I guess, as of the moment, the medical officer of health, on whom I've relied for all of the advice on everything from sort of High Park through to masks through to the distancing bylaw in the parks, has not yet come forward and said this was something we should do. Because I can assure you, her advice, I ask her a lot of questions when she offers advice, but I do that because people would expect me to, but I've accepted it 10 times out of 10 because she's a professional and she's one of the best professionals I've seen. And as of the moment, she will explain that the masks do some good in the context in particular of people's droplets not coming out of their mouth. So in other words, people who have the virus wearing the mask or who might have it, that's a benefit because they're not spreading it, but the benefit to other people is less certain. So it's something that's been discussed. I'm sure it'll be discussed again, but as of the moment, I can just tell you there's been no advice given to me that people should wear masks all the time.
The Premier is sounding very positive in his daily briefing today, talking about the fact that new cases, 347, the lowest in 3 weeks. Were you also heartened by this type of news coming down the pipe?
I'm heartened by any good news, but I'm also reminded by the Premier's own document, which I rely on, which said that we need to have 2 to 4 weeks of steadily declining numbers before we then even move to the first phase of opening up. And so, look, I'm in the business of wanting to create some hope, too, but I'm also in the business of creating realistic expectations. And I took his document at face value, as I'm sure he does. It was put together, as ours have been, by the healthcare professionals. And it said 2 to 4 weeks of steadily declining results of these various measurements. And then we can talk about phase one of the reopening. So I'm very hopeful about that. And I think people are doing their bit on physical distancing. This weekend will be a big test with the nice weather. But I don't ever mean to sound, pessimistic. I'm just realistic. And I want to make people have a sense of hope, but also not have a sense of unrealistic hope that it's going to happen tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow will also be the first virtual Toronto City Council meeting. It's interesting. I mean, it's not a milestone you ever want to look at and stick your thumbs up and say, hey, we did it, but it needs to be done in this setting. Any concerns over it? Did you ever think you'd be at a point where you'd be the mayor of a virtual council meeting?
I thought, I didn't think of a lot of things that have happened on my watch just in terms of, things you have to handle. And that's one of the interesting things about these jobs. I did, by the way, hear your most interesting imitation of Jimmy Kay. I have no doubt you might be hearing from his lawyers. But having said all that, look, it'll be interesting because you're sitting at a council meeting, participating in it, speaking in a room by yourself, and you know that experience, and I do because we've been broadcasters. But if you're not used to that, I think it changes the dynamic of the gathering. But we'll get the business done, and I've talked to all the councillors in advance of it, and everybody's got a very positive attitude about the need for us to sort of stay united and get the business done and get used to this technology, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, looking forward to it. And, we just tease Mr. Karagiannis. We're just having a little fun, that's all.
Oh, yeah, you tell him that. You have to explain it to me. And by the way, I'm taking no offense whatsoever that you deliberately put all of your phone lines on hold so I couldn't get through and cut this interview short by at least 5 minutes. But that's okay.
What?
My feelings are not hurt. Not even a bit. Well, maybe a little bit.
Noises emanating from this box?
That would be the day. Mayor
Goodbye,
Tory, thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you. Bye.
Toronto's Mayor John Tory. That went better than the last couple of days, Jay. I think.
It was fine. You're fine. He's fine. Everybody's fine.
We're fine.
We just get animated and passionate.
There.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, if you just want people agreeing with each other and spouting platitudes, watch Fox.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.